Now, I know you might be wondering, A, why that song? Just random song? Or, B, you're having an architect on. What? Oh, you'll get it in a minute. Joining us now, we have a new friend, somebody that I just met last week. I was actually looking for some people to have on the show to talk about Vision Zero, and his name had come up, and I got to talking with Matt Finn, who is an architect and the founder of Cognitive Design, and we got to talking, and he's like, I don't know that I'm the expert on Vision Zero. I'm like, well, what are you doing? He started telling me, I thought, we should have you on the show. This is really interesting. So, joining us now, we have Matt Finn, architect and the founder of Cognitive Design. Matt, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, I'm gonna introduce you by reading like the first paragraph from your LinkedIn profile. It says, Matt is passionate about how the built environment influences human health. As a social entrepreneur and architect, Finn founded Cognitive Design in 2016, a consulting and design firm that works with a network of collaborators, including clinical psychologists, social workers, and healthcare practitioners, to help inform the design process. That sounds simultaneously super complex and super foo-foo-y. So, but I get what that's all about. So, let's before we talk about like the kind of architecture that you do. This is a really bare bones thing, but I always like to not take things for granted. What is an architect? And I know people are like, what are you? No, seriously. People may not know, and or they may have a wrong impression because you don't know what you don't know. What is an architect, and then what is your angle on architecture? What do you do?
Absolutely. So the places where we spend our time affect our health and our behavior. And as an architect, I plan, design, and observe the construction of these places. The place where I got started, and I think a lot of architects get started, is playing with Lego as a child. And the biggest difference between what an architect does professionally and what I do now with my children is that architects design buildings for their clients. So there's a large component of listening and empathy that goes into good design, and also teamwork with all the people involved in design and construction, from engineers and builders to the people that will eventually use the places we're designing to help everything ensure that it turns out well. So, for example, the way a building is designed can affect how much natural light you get, the quality of the air you breathe, how easy it is to move around, and even how connected you feel to nature and other people. Good architecture can boost productivity, reduce stress, and support physical and mental health by creating spaces that are comfortable, inspiring, and promote health holistically. So when you think about what an architect does, imagine someone who's not just drawing buildings, sitting at a drafting table, but designing the backdrop for your life, spaces that can help you feel better, work better, and live a healthier lifestyle.
You make me feel so relaxed and excited all at the same time, but I have so many things I want to talk with you about, because I think this is fascinating. And here's an example, and you tell me if we're in the right realm. Houses that were built, say, 40 years ago or more, typically were laid out on a, you know, you have a hallway and then you have rooms coming off of that hallway. And, you know, if you wanted to go from one side of the house to the other, it was a very linear kind of thing, kind of like a maze almost. Today, what I notice is that houses have a more central plan where maybe the kitchen living room is in the middle and then you kind of the rooms are spokes or elements off of that. And it's much more open. It's much more mobile. You have typically multiple ways to get from point A to point B within the house, whereas before you typically only had one way to get from. Are these some of the things that have, as you know, changes in the general style of house? Because those seem better to me. Those openness and freedom of motion seem better to me.
Yes, that's a great example. You can look back historically even further than the past, you know, a few decades, and see examples that are on the more extreme end of the spectrum to just kind of demonstrate the range. So one beautiful home that you may have seen is the Vanderbilt Mansion in Asheville, the Biltmore estate. And this house has an extraordinary number of very specialized rooms. So my favorite example here is they have a room just for wrapping presents. And when you compare that to a modern open floor plan home, you can see the way the home is going to invite and facilitate a different way of living. So there's going to be, compared to the Biltmore estate, there's going to be less service provided. It's going to be more home, you know, run and operated fully by the residents. And there's going to be a blending of activities from casual to formal And things like doing homework in a study and eating dinner at the dinner table, sometimes we're going to see those lines and boundaries of spaces overlap because that's the way that we live now. And this is an example of both environment affecting behavior, but also habits and modern lifestyles creating the environments that facilitate what the people want in contemporary times.
When I go into a building, when I go into a store, okay, I feel different when I go into an example, okay, I don't like, I go to Walmart a lot. I do not like Walmart. When I go into Walmart, I feel oppressed. I feel unhappy. I feel dim. I feel like I'm in a warehouse, okay? And then recently, a couple of different Walmarts around the country have renovated their interior design. Some have gone to an almost a plank wood type flooring. They've gone to softer colors. They've changed, okay? Some of them have gone in a different direction, but they have also changed. They've gone away from that old linoleum tile. They've gone to, you know, slightly better lighting. It seems like the awareness of how you feel when you enter a space, whether it's a Walmart or whether it's a school or whether it's an office building or whether it's your home, that way I feel, that's the goal that you have as an architect, is to make that way you feel superior by your design. Is that right?
Yes. And what Walmart is doing in changing the design and experience of their stores is they're recognizing that that experience drives sales. So good design is good for business. And I'd love to share some examples of different projects that I've worked on and how we really get down to the core of the experience of the customer.
Absolutely.
And how when we design to facilitate a good one, that drives the success of the business.
You know, sometimes you're in a home, you're in a church, you're in a, you know, a school, you feel good. Sometimes you're in these places and you feel crummy. And the design of these spaces affects your quality of life, how you feel, how you relate to other people, and it can affect interpersonal relationships because everybody's miserable in a space or happier in a space. You were going to give me some examples of things that you've done that kind of make that work well, because people ought to understand how this affects their lives.
Absolutely. I'd like to tell you about my wife's practice. Her name is Stephanie, and she's a pediatric nurse practitioner. She has a small business called Grove Health Pediatrics that provides direct primary care with a holistic and integrative approach. And for her business to succeed, the families and staff that are using her office need to be able to build trust and rapport with each other. And I don't have to describe how difficult that can be in a typical clinical setting with lots of noise, harsh lighting, and hurried staff.
Yeah.
So by contrast, her office is very welcoming and comfortable in atmosphere. Like, they have longer appointment times. When you walk in the front door, you're in a community room. It's a safe place for parents to meet each other or reconnect with their kids after possibly a hurried drive to be on time to their appointment. There's no TV or electronics, just soothing music and a lot of natural light. It's the kind of place where kids can take their shoes off and play, and parents are okay with that.
It sounds like a living room instead of, let's be honest, the typical doctor's waiting room is, 14 chairs thrown on a linoleum floor with the TVs up above and barely any thought to the environment other than, well, I guess we're supposed to have magazines on this table over here, so that's what we'll have. And you feel, I feel when I go to most doctor's offices, like, sit down, shut up, wait for your turn to be called on, and you're in a, basically, hostile is a bit strong, but it's not pleasant. And then when you go into the waiting, and you go into the actual waiting room, it's no better. The whole experience is very unrelaxing. and you're saying if you design differently, you get better outcomes with patients, they feel more comfortable, and they enjoy the experience more, right?
Yes, but there's a very important role that the environment, that you're describing and the contrasting one that I'm describing plays, in the sense that the provider can only give care as good as the information that they have. So when you create an environment where families feel comfortable to have these intimate healthcare conversations with their provider, they're going to disclose more information that's going to put the provider in a position to make insights and give recommendations and advice that work for the particular people that they're caring for. It's individualized medicine, but it's also acknowledging constraints like lifestyle and resources that could influence the recommendations that the provider makes.
So it's not just a matter of feeling better. It's the actual practical consequence of when you feel better, more relaxed, more willing to disclose, you provide better information, you get better health care. So it's the end result of what the business is trying to do or what the service is trying to do is more effective.
Yes, and that's what the customers are there for. And you could create a wonderful experience and have terrible healthcare providers and the business would not succeed. But for the businesses to be successful, one of the prerequisites is that the relationships that are core to that mission need to happen, need to be formed.
I mean, I have so many things to talk about, but like we're in the old Darrell Steakhouse, the Cat Country News Radio. We're located in an old restaurant. It's a very well-known old restaurant. It's a wild space. I mean, it's bricks and windows everywhere, and it's open in the middle. It's an atrium kind of design. Every time people come in here for the first time, they're like, oh, wow. And I've also worked in radio stations that are like, oh, mobile home. You know, like they're really terrible. Or, oh, cubicles. You know, and that's what I think of here. Even, you know, a different kind of example is I think of, you know, a lot of Protestant churches, especially sort of like the more finery, exquisite, anti-liturgical kind of churches are very, very minimalist, very bare bones, you know, save on cost. They look like warehouses, kind of the Walmart of churches, so to speak. And I compare that with when I go into a cathedral. You know, when I walk into a European cathedral, I'm instantly changed in my orientation, my attitude towards the universe by the stained glass and the pillars and the flying buttresses and the statuary and the ground. Environments affect us, and it sounds like what you're trying to do is make people pay more. I mean, which is what architects do, is get people to pay more attention to that. And I mean, again, am I thinking the right way about what you do?
Yes, absolutely. And you're describing, you know, some of these most incredible buildings in the world, these cathedrals in Europe, really inspire awe, and that's a wonderful way of using architecture to facilitate, you know, admiration and respect of God.
Right.
It's also very true, you know, in more mundane experiences that we have in our daily lives. I mean, that's the whole premise of what I do is with cognitive design is acknowledging that where we spend our time affects our health and our behavior, regardless of whether or not the design was intentional in doing so.
And that's important. That shows up in homes, that shows up in schools. I mean, my God, the school environment.
Everywhere.
So much of the time.
Yes. Yes.
Artificial light, square, obnoxious. I mean, just when you think of it, you think, man, whoever designed this, bless their hearts. I think of the New Baptist Hospital as a good example compared to the Old Baptist Hospital. You know, it's mm-hmm. and they've integrated outside with the trees, the walkways, the everything about that design seems to reflect what you're talking about, as opposed to the traditional, just brutalist kind of architecture that these industrial healthcare facilities have in them. God, Matt, I knew we would run out of time real quick, but I just want to – it seems like the expectation, I think, would be, well, that all sounds fine, Andrew, and, you know, I can maybe draw an inference that my marriage would be better in a happier home with better lighting, you know, or my kids would do better in a school where they had, you know, more – I don't know, better things on the wall rather than just kind of the bricks kind of thing. But, okay, it's always cost, right? Is it not always cost? Is there a way to make this stuff happen without having to charge a massive amount of money in the construction of it?
Yes, of course. I would say that one of the biggest core tenets that I follow in design, and this can be everything from built-in storage to you know, separate buildings and hiring an industrial engineer to work on processes is reducing clutter. So whatever your home environment is, there is some way that you like to keep it. You know, so imagine walking in your front door after a long day and your home is just how you like it. There's no right or wrong answer for what that is, but if things are put where they belong, you feel that this is, you know, a peaceful place. And then when you contrast that with your kids have been home all day, you know, and the house is looking a little wild.
The aforementioned,
you know,
Legos.
That can invoke a feeling of stress, yes. So I would say that that's a super easy way, low-hanging fruit. Everybody, all the time, open your blinds, open your curtains, get some natural light, open the windows, get some fresh air, and put things where they belong, reduce the clutter. These are super things that everybody can do right now to make their home facilitate feeling of peace and calm.
Well, very good. You know, like I said, you and I could talk for a long time, because I think of even things like how people who are living in, you know, public housing, for example. I mean, it looks like public housing. It feels like public housing. When you go around public housing, you're like, oh. And you say, well, why do these people get stuck in these environments? Because they're stuck in these environments. I mean, that's not the only factor, but that is absolutely a factor. It looks and feels like the kind of place that nobody could really thrive in. And so anyway, just so many applications of this. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because I knew as soon as we talked for a few minutes the other day that it would be interesting. Matt Finn, he is an architect. He works on, he's founder of Cognitive Design. And these, I'm sure, as you and I are talking about this, all my architects who listen, I'm like, yes, Andrew, yes. So anyway, I just thought it would be interesting for people to think about this for a second. I appreciate the time, and I certainly appreciate the work that you do trying to basically make people's lives better through better design. Matt Finn, thank you so much for the time, sir. And nice to meet you.
Thank you, Andrew. Likewise.